Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J Jeff here.
And this is Rick Swan.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
I'm Rocco Cesar Romero.
David Starr.
Support WrestleTalk.
You are watching WrestleTalk.
Congratulations, you got here. Now, subscribe and support
WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk and please subscribe now.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it.
Support me.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Because they talk about wrestling, and I like it.
Support WrestleTalk. Go subscribe.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Lou Gowen. Whatever WrestleTalk is, and whoever Lou Gowen is, support the Ravens. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk. Rumble. Gowen Live.
It's NXT TakeOver War Games 2019 predictions time. I am Luke Owen. This is Chopper Pete Quinnell. Welcome to this edition of Wrestle Talk Live. In big sort of, bunny ears, because we're not actually live, we're pre-recording this. Mm. Now, I know what you're all thinking. Hey, guys, why are you recording your NXT TakeOver War Games 2019 predictions? It's too long a title.
That's a long title.
We're before the card's even filled.
I know.
Because we think there might be an extra match added to the card. There's only four matches announced thus far. Mm-hmm. And one of those matches is missing a person.
Yes.
So I know what you're all thinking. Why the heckins are you doing it now? Why not wait until NXT is aired tonight so we can fill out the rest of this card?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're all aware of this, but Thursdays are very busy days.
Yeah. We've got AEW and NXT and other videos that we need to do, and it's a busy, busy day.
Exactly. We've got to do the news on the Thursday as well, and we've got to do our Survivor Series predictions. Mm-hmm. And because it's Survivor Series, it's one of the big five pay-per-views. We wanted to have myself, Laurie, and Ollie do the video, and all three of us aren't going to be in the office on Friday because Laurie and I are both off, because we're going to be streaming our reactions to TakeOver War Games 2019 on the Saturday, as well as doing the review of it the following day. Mm-hmm. And you and Ollie are going to be doing Survivor Series?
Yes, so me and Ollie are going to be doing the WrestleTalk live review of War Games.
Yes.
Right before we do our Survivor Series live reactions, and then you and Laurie are going to come in on the Monday to do the WrestleTalk live review of Survivor Series.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So, if you like those partnerships, you're in for a great weekend.
Yeah.
Me and Laurie, we're bringing the team back together. We're getting the band back together for NXT reviews.
Me and Ollie, which is the Luke is away team.
But perhaps more exciting, and this is a very exciting weekend of wrestling, I am stoked for this weekend of wrestling.
It should be fantastic.
Oh, dude.
As terribly convoluted as Survivor Series is, we could have some really bloody good matches out of it.
That triple threat. I'm talking about the mid-card title triple threat. The King of Strong Styles match.
It's amazing, yeah.
That should be incredible.
So funny. If they let them do what they are capable of doing, Yeah. It's going to be a good show.
Should be par excellence.
Yes.
But not only is it an exciting weekend of wrestling, and it is a very exciting weekend of wrestling, the more exciting thing is the end of Wrestle League Season 3. We've got the trophy emoji trophy around
trophy
here.
Emoji trophy should
Where's
be.
The trophy emoji trophy? Oh, we haven't got it.
We have. Yeah, right at the back.
Right at the back. For the prestigious trophy emoji trophy of awesomeness.
Yes.
It's going to go to the winner, and it is quite top. It's quite tight at the top of the league.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom.
And the bottom, indeed. It is for the prestigious Wrestle Talk. Wrestle League.
Wrestle Talk, Wrestle League Trophy, Emoji Trophy.
I don't do the presenting. And it culminates at Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be shaking Wrestle League up in the next season, where we will have, Season 4 will still be from Survivor Series to Royal Rumble, but we're also going to look to do monthly winners.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a big sort of 3-month thing. We'll still have the big 3-month over arc, but we'll also have some monthly rewards. So if you want to get involved, head on over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk. And it's the perfect time to do so, because not only is Survivor Series the end of Wrestle League Season 3, it's the start of Wrestle League Season 4.
Hell yeah.
Now let's look at that table, because at the bottom, actually let's look at the top. At top at the moment, it's Laurie looking to reclaim his championship gold from Andy Datsun. Laurie's got 49 points. Randy just behind him with 47. I am on the same score of 47 alongside Andy Datsun.
You've already had your TNA show, so you've already had your peak.
Yeah, I basically just need to try and hold on now. Not sure I can win this season.
And you're only two behind.
I'm two behind, but I'm not feeling very confident about Survivor Series and or this pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the bottom of the league, Ollie Davis with 44 points.
Mm-hmm.
Chopper Pete Quinnell with 43.
Literally one in it.
And you were far behind.
So far behind.
League.
Literally, Full Gear has just turned me right around. I think AEW is my equivalent of your TNA. We just need more AEW shows.
Impact. Be respectful.
Sorry.
So it's very tight at the bottom of the league. Obviously, the loser of Wrestle League has to do the music video punishment. I did the Muscle Man dance for the losing Season 2.
Yep.
Ollie had to do Sexy Boy for losing Season 1.
Yep.
Me and Ollie had to do The Greatest Love for losing Season 0.
Yeah.
So a lot is on the line this weekend. Yeah.
I really don't want to do a music video punishment.
And there is a lot on the line. Segue.
Nice.
In the first match that we're going to discuss on this predictions card, it is Pete Dunne versus Killian Dane versus Damian Priest. A match that at one point was just a triple threat match.
Was these just hate each other?
But has now been changed. Because the stipulation is that whoever gets the win here is going to face Adam Cole, baby, for the NXT Championship at Survivor Series.
Which I'm thoroughly excited about.
Yeah.
One, because, I mean, it's probably going to be Pete Dunne. One of these three men will go on to have a Survivor Series match, which is very, very fun. And obviously they're not going to be doing Fiend versus Lesnar versus Cole at Survivor Series, furthering the Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT thing. So to have the WWE Championship, the Universal Championship, and the NXT Championship defended all on Survivor Series is a great idea. And I like they've given this triple threat match, which was, I mean, it's a blood feud, quote unquote, but like it always felt like, I mean, we're just putting these three together so they can have a match.
Yeah.
And while it's been a solid build, it was like that. They, as far as a triple threat build goes, it has been pretty decent. But yeah, now that it's got a bit more meat to it, I'm thoroughly excited for the match. Plus, they're all really good wrestlers. So,
oh, totally.
You know,
yeah. Yeah, this should be a really corking match, actually. Yeah. I'm a big, big Pete Dunne mark.
Yeah.
So I'm fully in for this match.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that Cole is getting something for Survivor Series as well. Because
there
was that report, there was some speculation that because they weren't going to do the triple threat for the top with the top champions, that he was just going to be part of Team NXT.
Yeah.
And I was less into that idea,
mm-hmm.
just of him being a part of a team. I wanted him to have the big featured match. And thankfully, at Survivor Series, he is getting that big featured match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've given away who you think is winning this match, so I mean, repeat it for the record.
It's totally Pete Dunne.
You're going with Pete Dunne.
Mainly because he's the only face here. And chances are they're probably going to have face versus heel at Survivor Series. And I can't see them doing a Cole versus Dane or Cole versus Priest match at Survivor Series with how they've been building Cole. I just think Pete Dunne is the logical fit here.
I mean, I'm also going with Dunne on this one, although I can see, you know, all three of them picking up the Duke. I'm going to guess that Dane and Priest then go on to become part of Team NXT.
That's not a bad shout at all.
Yeah, I'm
that's
gonna,
a great
I'm
shout.
Certainly going to assume that's the way forward.
I'm thinking, obviously, that we're recording this before Wednesday's episode of NXT. Obviously, unless this has been announced on NXT tonight, I would assume that they're not going to announce who's on Team NXT until after War Games, and they can say, okay, who do we actually have? Who's not injured?
Yeah.
Whose back is now still functioning after War Games? And
yeah.
then we'll figure out the team from there. So yes, possibly I think Dane and maybe Priest as well, yeah, could both definitely make it on the team.
I can certainly see them having Ciampa, Lee and Dijak,
mm-hmm.
and then the other two members of this triple threat.
Yeah.
So you would have Ciampa, Lee, Dijak, and if we're going with our prediction, Dane and Priest.
That'd
to,
be great.
To round up your five.
That would be
for the five
awesome,
on five.
Yeah.
That kind of like sort of ties up. And you make that announcement ahead of time saying like it's these three goodies in the War Games match and the two losers effectively of the,
yeah,
the two
so.
Non-winners of the triple threat.
Yeah.
Speaking of
losers?
I've got a segue there. Speaking of wrestling, segue. We've now got our next matchup. It was supposed to be Johnny Gargano versus Finn Balor, the returning NXT Finn Balor, newly healed Finn Balor.
Oh, he's so cool.
But instead, Gargano is injured and he's been replaced with Matthew Riddle, who was going to be part of that War Games match. So it's Matt Riddle versus Finn Balor. Balor's first, is it his first NXT match?
Yeah.
Since returning?
Yep.
That's incredible that they've held that back.
I know.
But it's also
so
very
smart.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, his heel turn was absolutely amazing. His promos have been absolutely on fire since he's come back.
That heel turn was stunning.
It was so well done, and I am so, so excited for this match, mainly because I just want to see fully-fledged heel Finn Balor and all of the, you know, the bells and whistles of his full heel character. I cannot wait for this. I would be shocked if Riddle wins.
I mean, I'm going with Balor on this one
yeah,
as well. I think this is a Balor win, and I'm really excited for that.
So I'm
really excited to see what heel Balor can do in NXT.
Absolutely. And I think, see, now I'm in like a catch-22, because I think the only way that Balor doesn't win this is if there's some sort of interference, DQ-type shenanigans to further Survivor Series or something like that, if they want to protect Riddle, which I don't think they do, because Riddle had an NXT Championship match, and he lost. So it's not like they're like, oh, he can't
match
lose.
As well.
I know, it's a fantastic match. So I don't think they mind Riddle losing big matches, and Balor's one of the biggest stars in NXT, so I don't think they'll mind him losing this one. So I think literally the only way that Balor doesn't win is if it's some sort of Survivor Series angle that someone interferes.
I could see them doing Balor getting the win over Riddle, continuing to do the beatdown, and Gargano runs out afterwards to sort of clear the ring of him, and you can set that match then up for the January, the show they do at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Wherever that is based this year. I've already forgotten.
Yeah, I have
no idea. So you could do that there, and just to further that thing, Gargano doesn't have to get physical.
Yep.
He just needs to run down to the ring and chase him off with a kendo stick or something along those lines.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I'm saying Balor. I believe you are also saying...
I'm saying Balor.
Balor. If you are one of our pledge hammers and you're wondering, where the heckens is my form? It's going to be out tomorrow because we're going to wait until the full card has been revealed, at least what we think will be the full card. We were saying just before we came on air, I would be... Usually we get a five-match card, but I wouldn't be surprised if they stuck with the four because we have got two War Games matches.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them doing... I mean, and really, what are you going to fill it with?
Yeah.
Tesco's Finest? Like,
I don't know.
Is there
Aaliyah?
An Aaliyah match, yeah. Is there any other... Are there any other stars in NXT?
Could do Cruiserweight Championship match.
That's not the worst shout, actually. Yeah,
could do Leo Rush defending against someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they could make, like... I don't know, have Buddy Murphy come down or something.
Yeah.
I'd love that. Do a Survivor Series match, but at War Games, and say, oh, yeah, have a triple threat. Do, you know, Umberto. Oh, I guess he's doing stuff with AJ, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just grab a Cruiserweight from Raw, one from SmackDown, and have him against Leah Rush from NXT. I think that'd be great. Do a Survivor Series style match, but at War Games.
Yeah.
I think that'd be class.
But yeah, as I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they stick at the four match card and really give, because I think these two War Games matches are going to go long.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you're looking at 40 minutes minimum per match, and you could go even longer with either of them.
I wouldn't say 40 minutes minimum. I'd say 30.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't think they're going to go 40
you
minimum.
You have got five people to get in, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
five. You've got four people, so eight people in total to get into the ring.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to take up a good 20 minutes at the start.
Well, it depends what rules they're doing, whether they're going to do... Because I think what they're doing is you have the two start off, and then the whole of one team comes out, and then the whole of the other team comes out afterwards.
Is that how they did it last year?
Yeah, I think that's the way they did it.
I thought they did it individually last year.
I can't remember. My memory's like bad. Yeah.
I mean, I think they did it that way the first year, because they did it as three teams.
Yes.
But then with the last year, they did it as individual entrances.
Oh, my God.
Because I think they were holding people back. It's been a while. I mean, I haven't watched the match since it happened.
They had Pete Dunne and Ricochet and Viking Raiders. That's right? Yeah. I feel like they came out together. I can't remember. My memory's terrible.
Dear me. I don't know why we have this job.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
But anyway, speaking of war games, we have got the men's war games
actual
match.
Segue.
It's the undisputed era of Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong versus Team Goody, Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic, and TBA. So we don't know who the fourth man is going to be. Whose side is he on? It was originally meant to be Matthew Riddle, but that has been changed because of the Gargano injury.
But the interesting thing, though, is it was supposed to be Riddle and still a TBA. But then when Riddle got taken out, Dijakovic got placed
in. That's
right.
Yes, you're right.
So they've still been holding off on a fourth person.
I've got a prediction for this.
You've got a prediction?
I've got a prediction for this.
Who you got?
Now, this is something that Ollie and I missed from Raw, and a few people pointed out to us. Thank you very much for pointing this out. I think the fourth member is going to be Triple H.
Oh, my God.
Because on Raw, when Triple H was having a chat with Kevin Owens, Undisputed Era ran down to attack Kevin Owens, and Cole started getting in the face of Triple H, saying we don't need him. Now, I think this should have been played up as a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
If I was in charge of this company and I was looking to get Adam Cole over, I'd have given him a microphone.
Yeah,
and allowed him to cut a promo. Don't have to do it in that segment. You can do it a segment later and try and put over that storyline, if that's the storyline you're doing. So if that is the storyline they're doing, I could see on this show them furthering that, and Adam Cole saying, like, you haven't even got a fourth member, and they said, we have got a fourth member, and out comes Triple H to set up, down the line, Triple H versus Adam Cole at a takeover show.
I don't know how to feel about that, because I feel like that would be an amazing moment. Would it derail, like, the entirety of Survivor Series? Because he's been leading NXT for that, and then they just be like, well...
But going by Raw, is he at odds with Adam Cole?
Yeah, but like Adam Cole's sort of the leader of NXT behind Triple H.
No, like I don't know, dude. I'm saying I'm only going by.
I don't know.
And the people were making a big deal out of what they did on Raw. I'm going by what the comments are telling us. If the comments are making what they did, and they did make a deal out of it, then that is a storyline they're going with.
Yeah.
And that is a storyline that should be followed up on. And a good way to follow up on that story is to have Triple H in this War Games match. And build to Triple H versus Adam Cole down the line.
Yeah. Could be Kona Reeves.
Yeah. I mean, you said before we came on mic, you think it could be Dream, but he's also injured.
Yeah,
right?
I think the one that would make the most logical sense is Dream, but I don't know his injury status because he was taken out by Undisputed Era, so it'd be good for him to come back and, you know, get his comeuppance. It could also, you know, again, Gargano, but he's injured. Kushida, I think he's still injured.
He had
a fractured wrist, but I don't know how long he's out for.
Yeah.
So he could be someone. I can't really think of many people of that. Tyler Bate? Like, I don't know. Like,
It's
all just kind of random faces.
Triple H.
I don't know. I don't want it to be Triple H.
But either way, I'm going to go first on this one. I actually think the Undisputed Era are going to come out with the win here. Because they've all got big matches going into Survivor Series.
That's true.
So you've got, you don't want to make your tag champs look weak because they've got their big triple threat match. You don't want to make Roddy look weak. So the only person you could feasibly take the pinfall is Cole, because Cole can get the win at Survivor Series and retain his title.
Totally.
But I think they're going to do that finish for the women's match.
Okay.
So I don't know if you just want to have the challenger pins champion in War Games and do that twice. So I'm actually going to say that the Undisputed Era are going to pick up the win here to look really strong going into Survivor Series.
This is really hard to call.
This is a very tough one to call.
I'm going to go with Team Good Guys.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with the
baby faces.
Team Champa boys. Mainly because I think Champa's just come back from injury and they've been teasing Champa going against Cole for the NXT Championship. And I think this would be a great way to have Champa pick up a massive victory and further his storyline with Cole without having Cole lose the title. So I'm not necessarily saying that Champa pins Cole or picks up the win against Cole, but having his team beat Cole's team is like another wrinkle in the story of that storyline that they're telling. But without Cole, so Cole can lose without losing, if that makes sense. So I think baby faces.
You're going with baby faces.
Yeah.
I will say, I actually am, I'm slightly disappointed that we got the Undisputed Era in another War Games match.
I know. I really wish they'd just done the women's match.
I think you could have just had the women's War Games match and then filled the card out with some other stuff with the Undisputed Era involved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you needed two War Games matches, which I think will massively dilute the whole thing anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's our third year in a row of the Undisputed Era versus random lads.
Yeah, and it really is random lads. And I know they've tried to build up, you know, the camaraderie between the baby faces and stuff, but they're still missing a fourth member, which is totally a random addition. I really hope it's not Triple H. And it is just a bunch of people that have been shoved together. Granted, I love the fact that Dijakovic is in this, because Lee and Dijakovic working together. Yes, please.
I'm just having my boy Keith getting some pay-per-view time.
Oh, man. I cannot. And I'm assuming this is probably going to be the main event, I'd think.
Yeah.
I don't know between that and the women's match. One of them's going to be the main event, and I think it's going to be the men's one.
I'd say it's probably going to be the men's one as well. Yeah. They'll open with the women's. Like, they'll open with one of the War Games, and then have the two-match buffer, and then go to that one.
Yes.
Yeah, and I could certainly see that being the opening one. Segue. It is Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim versus Shayna Baszler, Ayup Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kaylee Ray. Now, I just want to point out, I predicted this many months ago
you did.
That they were going to do this. And I was not far wrong with the lineups either, because I think I had it down as Ripley, LeRae, Belair, and Mia Yim versus Shayna Baszler, Jessamyn Duke, Marina Shafir, and Io Shirai.
Yes.
So I was sort of there. I just didn't get the Tegan Nox and Kaylee Ray bits.
Yes.
And we also had Dakota Kai.
And also Bianca Belair's on the wrong side.
Yes. But she is involved. I'm just really chuffed that we're getting this. I think it's going to be so exciting. What a great lineup of talent as well.
I know.
Kind of gutter for Dakota Kai.
I know.
Not being in there.
I don't know whether that's going to play into this match or not.
It has to at some point,
right? I feel like it has to. And I feel like I can't tell whether she's either going to cost the babyface team in order to further that storyline, or she's actually going to help them win and be like, see, Ripley, I'm awesome. You should have had me on your team, and still further that storyline in a different way. I can't tell.
Damn, I did forget about that sort of thing. Because actually, what I was going to... My prediction for this was that the baby faces were going to win with Ripley pinning Baszler.
Yeah.
And you build Ripley versus Baszler as the next women's championship feud. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There is that Dakota Kai element to it of Dakota could cost the baby faces the match. And then you can do Dakota versus Ripley in almost a number one contendership match. Mm-hmm. Do that at the Royal Rumble show to then build to the WrestleMania takeover show.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to stick with my original prediction that it's going to be Team Ripley getting the win with Ripley pinning Baszler.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm sticking with that is it was my gut instinct when I fantasy booked that this was going to be a match like months ago. That was my fantasy booking finish, was that it was going to be Ripley pinning Baszler.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with my gut feeling on that one. My gut from months ago. Should, you know, I've got a good feeling about it, so I'm going okay. with Ripley.
I am undecided. I am going to go with Team Baszler.
Baszler.
I'm going for Team Baszler on this one because, okay, hear me out here. So I think Dakota Kai is going to play into it somehow, and I think she's either going to cost the babyface team unintentionally, or she's going to turn heel... Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either. They've been playing up the story that she's the weak link. She keeps losing. She came out to try and help Mia Yim in the ladder match and got taken out by Kaylee Ray. She lost on SmackDown when it was the 4-on-4 women's match. She was the one that got pinned. Ripley keeps calling her the weak link constantly. So I think... And Team Baszler has got two of your champions on it. NXT Women's Champion and NXT UK Women's Champion.
That doesn't count for anything.
I know, but I don't think they'd want both champions to look weak. And you've got the heel that you have been protecting so hard in Io Shirai, who basically hasn't lost, I don't think, since she turned heel. I think there's some baby faces that can afford to lose and some heels that can't.
I mean, you're probably on the money
saying Team Baszler. I'm not confident, but I'm saying Team Baszler.
Also, shout out to Kaylee Ray for getting onto an NXT pay-per-view as well.
Awesome. I was so excited when she came in. I was like, awesome.
A genuine surprise.
Yeah.
A genuine surprise that was.
And people called it clickbait when we said it was a shock NXT debut.
But it was a shock.
It was a shock.
No one saw that coming.
Exactly.
Therefore, shocking.
Shocking.
Right. And our bonus question, as per usual with an NXT show, it is who will be in the crowd? And it's quite exciting for this time round because with all the Survivor Series stuff, there's a lot of people to pick from.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally. Essentially an entire, like, main roster lot you can pick from. So, who you got?
Basic answer, Kevin Owens.
Oh, that's who I was going to go.
I think he's heavily linked with NXT, obviously after the Raw stuff as well. He's been seen in the crowd before wearing an Undisputed Era shirt in the crowd because he's great. So, I think it just makes sense in terms of Survivor Series stuff. I think they can play off it somehow in the crowd as well.
I'm going to go with John. Seth Rollins.
That's a good shout as well.
I think he's going to be in the crowd and not be cool. And I think I think he'll get booed for his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll then cry about it on Twitter.
Probably, yeah.
I'm going to go with Seth Rollins being in the crowd. I'm not massively confident on that one, but I didn't want to just say Owens because...
Because I said
that's because you said that one. And also, he did have that same one with Triple H.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to think that there's some... You've got to think that it's someone who's been involved in some form of this NXT. Like, it's not going to be Bray.
No.
Because Bray's not really had much of this. It's not going to be Bryan because Bryan's not involved. Or Lesnar or Ray or anything like that. It's got to be someone who's been involved in this. Like,
Alundra Blaze.
Alundra Blaze. Maybe. Maybe Becky's a better answer.
Ooh, Becky's a great shout.
I'm changing my answer. I'm going to go with Becky instead.
Ooh, Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. I think Becky's a stronger choice than Seth. I'm going to kick myself if Seth shows
up. If Seth's there and Becky's
not. And Becky,
you know what it's
going to
be? It's going to be Seth and Becky together. It's totally going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. Yeah, maybe they put Becky with Seth to try and quell some of the boos.
Absolutely, yeah.
But anyway, who do you think is going to be picking up the wins at Survivor Series? Why don't you let us know in the comments down below? Well, thank you very much for joining us for this predictions, Pete. Mm. If you are one of our pledge hammers on Patreon, then the form for this will be going up tomorrow because Andy Datsun will be back from holiday. Mm. And if you want to get involved in Wrestle League, why not head on over? Patreon.com/WrestleTalk. We're also going to be having mine and Ollie's review of Survivor Series 1997 going up I think early next week we're planning to see, get it up there. We're going hard in depth because I'm reading a lot of observers about the Montreal Screwjob and everything.
Mm.
So there's a lot to dive into on that. And the following Friday, Wrestle Talk After Dark.
Yay!
Where we get a bit tipsy, talk a load of nonsense.
That's not the right book.
And
we read a book. What's that crap book?
God, there it is.
And we read Big Apple Takedown. Which is a terrible book where WWE superstars capitalized are spies. we are on chapter 16. We've read 171 pages of this.
Oh my God.
God awful book.
It is dreadful.
And it's just getting worse.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting for this thing to get good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just constantly getting worse.
It's like the NXT invasion.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.